Amen. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Judges. Judges chapter 16. Judges. Hey, somebody, don't judge me. That's not my job. Judges chapter 16. Look at verse 18. We are all familiar, most of us are familiar with the story of Samson and Delilah. I believe God would say something to us on today. Jordan, can you get that white bag off my desk and put it beside your mom, please? Look at verse 18. When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up once more, for he has told me all his heart." So the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hand. Then she lulled him to sleep on her knees and called for a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his head. Then he began to torment him. Then she began to torment him, and his strength left him. And she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." So he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out before at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Look at verse 21. Then the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza. Take away your vision. They bound him with bronze fetters, and he became a grinder in the prison. Oh, this is good. We're going to have to do a series on this. But for today we're going to do something. Mr. Chris is away. He and his lovely bride are celebrating their anniversary. So he'll be back next week to finish the series he began. We want to come in today and just plant this seed, load up our little red wagon, and get out of your way. We want to consider for a thought this morning. I'm great, but I'm clumsy. I'm great, but I'm clumsy. Can you just help me preach this? Say, look at your neighbor, say, "Neighbor, I'm great, but I'm clumsy." Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm great. I'm clumsy. The book of Judges, at its core, is a book of transition. More specifically, it's a book of spiritless transition. Judges chronicles the things that happen when we try to make moves without a consistent, committed connection with God. When we try to do things outside of God, when we try to do things minus God, absent of God, Judges gives us a snapshot of how it turns out. Throughout the book of Judges, God raised up 12 deliverers. Israel would sin. God would allow the consequence to sin to take place. They would get overtaken or taken into captivity by surrounding groups and enemies. They would cry out to God. God would send a deliverer. The deliverers would deliver them out. They would be good for a season. Then they would fall back into sin again. It was a cycle, a cycle. They would cry to God. God would deliver. They would be okay for a minute. Then they fall back into sin only to be bound again, only to cry out, only to be delivered. It was a vicious cycle. And God raised up 12 deliverers. Nine times God raised up 12. Nine times the people were brought into captivity. He raised up 12 deliverers to deliver them. And these were not spiritual leaders per se. They were more military in the fact that they went back. They went to get the people out of bondage. These were military-minded people who were brought up by God to deliver his people and to bring them back. We're going to focus on one of those 12 judges or deliverers today, and we're going to talk about Samson. Samson was an only child born to a woman who was once barren. She could not have children, but one day an angel came, the angel of the Lord came and told her she was going to have a child, and she confirmed the child. She confirmed that it was going to happen. He gave her very specific instructions. This child was to be brought up as a Nazarite, to take a Nazarite vow. A Nazarite vow was simply saying this person was dedicated to the things of God. And there were certain things that this person who took a Nazarite vow could not do. They could not drink wine. They could not drink any strong drink, the Bible says. They could not touch or be in contact with anything dead. And they could not shave or cut their hair. These three things, it highlighted the Nazarite vow. And in normal fashion, someone who took a Nazarite vow was usually an adult who had already gotten to a certain age, but Samson was different. He was devoted to be a Nazarite from his birth. This was the command of the angel of God, that this son that was going to be born to you was supposed to practice the Nazarite vow from his birth to his death. It was to label and to mark his life for the rest of his life. No wine, no touching of a dead body, no razor to ever touch his head. And it was important because the uncut hair was a sign of dedication to God in a Nazarite vow. And for Samson, not only was it a sign of dedication, it was also a source of his power or his anointing. His long hair was the source of his power. It was a source of his anointing. Not only did it say, oh, that's a Nazarite vow, that's one who's taken a Nazarite vow, Samson had a little bit more with him. Not only was it an indication that he was dedicated to God, it also said that this is where his source of power or anointing is from. Now, when I look at this, this is a little confusing to me because it says he was to be dedicated to God. And it also became the source of his strength or his anointing. When I look at things today and I notice some things growing up, this was kind of confusing because I see what the text suggests. It has dedication to God and then the anointing. And that makes sense that if you're dedicated to God, then in turn, that would be a transfer of power or anointing. But I have seen people, I know people personally who have an anointing but aren't necessarily dedicated to God. And some of you know some people who have an anointing, who have a divine ability to change and set atmospheres, but they are not necessarily dedicated to God. And it confused me, Karen, because I look at the text and it makes sense to me. If you're dedicated, then God will. And let me just tell you what the anointing is. The anointing is not the ability to shout somebody and make somebody happy. The anointing is simply God's divine ability on your life. That's what the anointing is. And I've seen people with a divine ability to set an atmosphere, with a divine ability to usher in God's presence, but their life was not dedicated to God. I've seen that. And so it was kind of confusing. And I said, God, how do we make sense of this? And I could hear my real deep folks say, well, are you sure it was an anointing and not just a gift? Are you sure it was an anointing but not just a talent? The Bible says the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. And so even if it was they're operating in the gift, but the gift has to be enabled. Even though you say it's a gift, they're working in their primary gifting, or they're working in something specialty, God still has to put his ability on it, because I've heard wonderful people who could sing, but didn't move nothing. I've heard good preaching, but there was no anointing behind it. So you can have giftings, but if the anointing is not on it, it'll stay right where it lay. The anointing on a gift will go so far, will reach farther than any of us could ever reach. And so this confused me, Frank, because it says, okay, dedicated anointing. That makes sense to me. But I know cases where there's anointing but no dedication. And then God began to speak to me. He says that those who rely on an anointing without godly dedication, they just have the anointing for a moment. You know the people who can come to church and can sing the house down, but live like hell out there. People who are anointed to get on the instrument and make the instrument sing, but they live like hell out there. Preachers who can take a text and unfold and unlock mysteries like nobody's business, but their life is nasty. That anointing is just for the moment. If you choose to just exist with an anointing but no godly dedication, as long as you're up before God's people, he will anoint you to bless his people. But you yourself, as my grandmother say, you can't lick the bowl. My grandmother used to make cakes. And she poured a mixture in the cake and she let me, my job was to lick the bowl. What I'm saying is, God, those who are anointed but have not dedicated themselves to God may be used by God at certain times and certain moments, but they don't get the benefit of the anointing that they just poured out. But that person who has dedicated themselves to God, and as a result, the anointing flows in their life, after they have fed God's people, God lets them lick the bowl. He allows you to receive the same anointing that he poured through you. Hallelujah. Samson was dedicated to God, but he did not respect the anointing. The Bible says he lived any kind of way. The Philistines were invading the country. They were invading his land, and instead of fighting against them, he joined them. You got to read your Bible sometimes. He says, he went to a Philistine, he saw the Philistine girl. He said, Daddy, I want her. I heard Keith sweat, I want her. Okay, that's for y'all time, all right. But that's what he said. He said, Dad, I want her. He said, son, won't you want somebody from your own line? No, I want that one right there. You read the story. He sides with the people who are trying to get rid of his own people. He was dedicated, but he didn't see the value of it. And because of that, Samson started going down a rough path. Look at somebody say, Samson was dedicated to God. He was dedicated to God, but he wasn't dedicated to God. His parents did what the angel of God said. They dedicated him, they gave him to God, but Samson hadn't given himself to God. How many, you know anybody? Do you know some folk like that? They know they got a calling on their life, but they haven't given themselves to the calling. And when I say calling, I'm not talking about just preaching, because you can be called on many things in the kingdom and it don't have to be preaching. But some of you been given to hospitality, and you've been given to teaching, and been given to be that light to love people, but you've not given yourself to what you've been dedicated for. Samson was dedicated to God, but he wasn't dedicated to God. Let's break the word dedicate down. To dedicate means to devote. It means to set aside or assign. It's time, effort, or oneself to a particular task, purpose, or function. When you dedicate something, you devote that thing and you set it aside to a particular task, purpose, or function. Hallelujah. He was dedicated because God understood, I'm going to use you one day to deliver my people. Even though he was dedicated, his lack of dedication creates a climate of clumsy. Oh, this is good. Because he was given to God, but he hadn't given himself to God. And that lack of dedication creates a climate of clumsy. Last few minutes, I want to show you. I can show you better than I can tell you. Because he lacked dedication. I need y'all hold this. Y'all hold this up. I got Jordan and Jerry. Hold this up. Yeah, that's me. His lack of dedication. Y'all hold it up. Hold it. Don't let them see. His lack of dedication. Created a climate of clumsy. His lack of dedication. All right. Created a climate. Clumsy. I would say don't nobody get online, but we already online. Don't make me go viral like that preacher on the Y. But I'm going somewhere with this. His lack of dedication, you doing it, ain't you? Created a climate of clumsy where he was falling into stuff. And sometimes, some of you, your lack of dedication has created a climate of clumsy. You're falling into stuff. You're falling into trouble. You're falling here. You're falling into places. And Samson fell into the arms of Delilah. He fell into the arms. Names have been changed to protect the innocent. He fell into the arms of Delilah. Because he had not dedicated himself to God. Even though he was anointed, he didn't dedicate himself. So, Pastor, you're saying you can be anointed and God can use you in certain settings, but because you've not dedicated yourself, you're still susceptible to the sins that trip the people that you just delivered? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. His lack of dedication to the things of God created a climate of clumsy in his life, and he started falling into stuff. Don't tell nobody. But can you think of some things you fell into? Some trouble you fell into. And when you fell in it, you said, how did I get here? Because there's been a climate of clumsy that has been created. You love God, but not enough to dedicate yourself to him. You figure, as long as I do my anointed thing, then I'm okay with God. As long as I move the people, as long as I make somebody feel okay, then I'm okay with God. But God says, I will still use your gift to bless and feed my people and cause, listen, there's some people, how are you able to starve in a supermarket? But you got believers who are spiritually starving in church because they're relying on their anointing. and not being dedicated to God. Samson created a climate of clumsy. He created a climate of clumsy. And in doing so, he fell into something that he did that he wasn't supposed to. And I can hear R. Kelly, braid my hair. Braid my hair. And so he's there in the enemy's arms. In the enemy's arms. The Bible said, you got to read your Bible. The Bible said that the Philistine leaders were in the other room. They said to Delilah, find out where his strength is. Find out what makes him so special. Can I suggest to you the enemy knows you special already? He knows that you got so much going on for you with you right now. That's why he won't attack you right on, straight on. They were in the other room. But they wouldn't come out because they understood there's something special about Samson if we can find out what it is. Don't get so comfortable in a place you shouldn't be because you hadn't got attacked yet. Oh, that's good. That's good. Samson is stumbled into something. He stumbled into Delilah's arms. He's clumsy. Here's what clumsy means. Clumsy is awkward in movement or action. It's without skill or grace. It's awkward. When you're clumsy, you're awkward in movement and action. You lack skill. You lack grace. You're doing it, but you're tearing it up while you're doing it. It's getting done, but you're creating more of a mess than you did a help. People who aren't dedicated to God, they get on tangents. They'll come in and they'll turn the house upside down because of an attack. When if you had stayed ready, you would not have to get ready. Oh, my gosh. And so you're going into the battle clumsy, awkward. No grace, no skill. And Samson had stumbled into Delilah's arms because his lack of dedication never gave him an opportunity to perfect what he had. See, some of us, we got a gift, and we know it's from God. But listen, God does not give you the gift and then send you off. He gives you the gift so he can mature, so that you can come back to him and he can mature you in the gift. Am I talking to anybody in here today? We've gotten clumsy in some things. We've fallen into some things we shouldn't have fallen into. So for my next 7 minutes, I want to show you, I want to talk to you, how can I cancel my clumsy? How can I cancel this climate of clumsy? Number one, you got to do this. You got to honor your assignment. Got to honor your assignment. God gave Samson an assignment, but he didn't honor it. He was meant to deliver God's people from the Philistines. But because he did not honor the assignment, he found comfort in the enemy he was supposed to fight. Because he did not honor his assignment, he began to compromise. And in doing so, he found himself in the arms of somebody that didn't love him at all. Somebody who would say what he wanted to hear. Solomon, you so strong. Samson, you so strong. How you get so strong, Samson? Stroking his ego. Telling him stuff he liked to hear. You got to honor your assignment. You have to honor your assignment because the enemy, he says, I can't fight you straight up. But if I can get you to abandon why you're so strong. See, let me tell you, God has not anointed you just cause. Your anointing is for a purpose.
And if you neglect your assignment, then the strength that you have to fight, there's no need for it. That's why when Samson told her and she cut his hair, his strength left. Because once he told the enemy where his strength was, he neglected his assignment. And he fell clumsily into the arms of the very enemy he had been raised up to fight. Who are you supposed to be against that you're now rubbing shoulders with? I'm not talking about a physical person per se, but the spirit behind it. Who is it that you have colluded with? You've conspired because it gives you a favorable settlement on the front end. Because it's not as hard. If I give in to you right now, it's not as hard as it would be if I finish my assignment. Someone wants to cancel your clumsy. You gotta honor your assignment. Do what God told you to do. Do what he told you to do. Honor the assignment. Because I'm going to tell you, the only reason that you survived what you survived, the only reason you endured what you endured is because God had an assignment on your life. Do you not know the moment your assignment is done, you're done? Do you not know the reason why some of you are still here? It's because you're still on assignment. Your assignment has not been finished. That's what he says. He said, I finished my course. Honor your assignment. The only reason you're gifted in that area is so that your assignment can be accomplished. Why does God give you a listening ear? Because he wants you to sow into people whose hearts are broken. When you get to a place where you don't have time for people, you may stop hearing. Your spiritual ear may get closed off because the only reason he's given that to you is so that you can hear the hearts and spirits of what people are saying. They're saying other words, but you're hearing their heart. Honor your assignment. Number two, you got to have clear boundaries. To cancel your clutter, you got to know when to say when. Had Samson had clear boundaries, he would have known, this is not the place for me to be. Had he had clear boundaries, he would have known, you know what, as fine as Delilah is, this is not mine. But because he didn't have clear boundaries, anything will do. When I have no boundaries, anything will do. Well, she stole your wallet last time. But boy, yeah, but she fine. She forged your name on all. She forged your name on that credit card. Man, but she fine. Have clear boundaries. Have clear boundaries. Know when to say when. Know when to say when. Everything, every good thing is not a God thing. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. I'm going to buy my own CD off of that. Every good thing is not a God thing. Just because it's good don't mean it's God. Don't raise your hand. How many of y'all took a job because you got a raise? Don't raise your hand. And the moment you got it, you understand, oh, this ain't what God wants for me. You sold your birthright for an extra $5.20. Have clear boundaries. Know when to say when. And number three, the last one, hire. Listen to this. Hire a licensed hairdresser. Samson's hair was a sign of his dedication, and it was a source of his strength, where his anointing lied. You got to hire
a licensed hairdresser. Why? Because a licensed hairdresser has been proven and is professional. Help me out, Miss Glenn. A licensed hairdresser has been proven. They've gone through the classes. They've been observed by their professors, by their teachers. They have signed off on their certificate saying they know how to deal with all types of hair. All types of hair and all types of styles. Remember, hair is the symbol, is his source of anointing. A licensed hairdresser understands the different kinds of anointings that are in this room. Who is the licensed hairdresser? Pastor, Holy Spirit. Hire. What do we mean by hire? Employ. Put him to work. There are things the Holy Spirit wants to show and reveal to you, but if you don't put him to work, hire, consult, hire, ask the Holy Spirit, is this what you need, what you want me to do? Is this what God wants me to do? Is this the next step in my walk with God? Hire a licensed hairdresser. Do you hire them because they're proven? They know how to do. They know how to deal with the different kinds of anointings in your life. They know how to deal with the different seasons in your life. They're proven and they're professional. This and I'm done. No shade at Denise. Denise Killens is doing it up. She's getting ready to launch. I'm telling y'all need to get in on the ground floor. Denise is about to do her thing, but right now she's still working in her kitchen. And there's some people who do hair in the kitchen, and they be doing a good job. But if their baby need to get picked up, I got to go pick up my baby. But you ain't done with my hair. But I got to go pick up my baby. And they will send you out with half your hair done. You got one half, you got the good half done, and you got the other put up, you got to put a hat on until they can fit you in again. Because they're not professional. But a professional understands, if I start it, I'm going to finish it. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Has he not said it? Will he not perform it? He'll see it through to the day of Jesus Christ. How are you a licensed hairdresser? Somebody who knows how to deal with the anointing on your life, who can lead you and guide you in the areas that you need to go, and will finish the job. That's how we cancel the clumsy in our life. That's how we keep from allowing the enemy to trick us into falling into Delilah's lap. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of Delilahs waiting. May not be sexual, it may be financial. Some financial Delilahs. Come on here. Some relational lots. Come on in. They want you. The Bible says he was on his knees in her lap. I'm sorry, but for the believer, the only time I get on my knees is when I need to talk to God. When I have stumbled into something I shouldn't, I am unconsciously making that thing my new God. I'm done. You're great. There's greatness in you. Bible says a seed of righteousness. Can I take this off now? This is hot. I don't know how y'all do that. Jesus. It's a seed of righteousness. There's a seed of righteousness. It's within every believer. And there's nothing less than greatness. He says in his word, greater works than these shall you do in my name. The enemy can't stop the greatness, but he can put something in your way to get you to stumble. So this message is for all those who know they're great, recognize, and it's not arrogant. You understand the greatness. You understand what God is doing in your life, has done in your life. But you're still stumbling and still clumsily moving along. Honor your agreement. Honor your agreement. Honor the agreement. Honor the assignment on your life. Honor it. Put it above everything else. God, this is what you called me to. This is why I've been created. This is why I'm still here. Honor the assignment. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get sidetracked. Hire. Employ. Call on the Holy Spirit. Use him. He's not just there to make you shout. He's not just there to make you feel good. He's to lead you and guide you into all areas of truth. Religion has made the Holy Spirit something spooky. He's nothing spooky. He's our guide. He's our teacher. And if you listen, allow yourself to develop an ear for the Holy Spirit, when Jezebel shows up, he'll help you walk past Jezebel. Delilah. He'll help you walk past Delilah. Great. I want to end with this prayer. If there's somebody here you recognize, I know, I understand, I'm supposed to be better. I'm destined to do better things, greater things, but I'm still clumsy. I'm clumsily moving along. I'm stumbling through some things I know I should be getting over. I want you to come to this altar real quick. I'm stumbling over some things. I'm still clumsy. I'm still dealing with some issues in my mind, some mindsets, some thought processes. I know I'm supposed to be better than this. I'm stumbling. I'm fumbling through this thing, and I know I'm messing up, and I'm wasting time. If you're here, if you're tired of that, you're tired of that lifestyle, you're tired of that existence, you need to be at this altar right now. I believe that God wants to deliver. I looked up clumsy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And I read this article, why teenagers are clumsy at certain ages. Their bodies are growing. And the research said that the part of the brain that controls balance and equilibrium has not calibrated to the new length. There's more of you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There's more of you now in the mind. The part of the brain that controls your balance hasn't calibrated for the increase. God says, I'm increasing you. And the enemy is taking advantage that your mind, the part of your mind hadn't been renewed to the increase. You hadn't gotten used to the increase. And the enemy is taking advantage of that, and you're stumbling. My prayer today is that God would realign the spiritual mindset. He'd realign the spiritual mindset with the growth that is taking place in your life. You're growing. There's no doubt you're growing. God is growing you. He's stretching you. And the old way of thinking hadn't caught up with the new thing God's doing in you. The old way of thinking, and you're stumbling. You're trying to make a step, but you're there before you complete it, because you're taller. There's more to you now. There's more to you now. The old mindset hasn't calculated for the more that God has done in you and with you. Ah, God. But I'm praying for course correction right now. Father God, you said in the name of Jesus, let this mind be in you that was also in me.
I pray now, God, for a renewed mind, for a renewed understanding, Lord God. Not where we've been, but where we are right now and where you want to take us. I thank you right now, God, for giving my brother, my sister, a short memory when it comes to the faults and the failings, when it comes to the things that they drop. I pray right now, Father God, you give us a short memory when it comes, Lord God, to the things that we messed up. So that those thoughts, so that those mindsets, they don't dictate how we walk, how we step. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within. Thank you right now for the growth. I thank you right now for the stretching. I thank you for the stretching. And let our minds catch up with what you've done. Let our hearts catch up with what you've done in the name of Jesus. You're growing us in our relationships. You're growing us, Lord God, in our personal lives. You're growing us, God, in our mindsets. You're growing us, God, in forgiveness. You're growing us, Lord God, in peace. Pray for a new mindset. I pray for a new way of thinking. The old has passed away. Behold, all things are made new. I pray it now for my brother, my sister. I pray it now. Please go at this altar right now, God. I pray, Lord God, the places that they stumbled in the past, I thank you right now, God. They will not stumble again. The things that used to trip them up in the past, I thank you, God. You're delivering them now. Lord God, they will not trip again in this area in the name of Jesus. And I hear you, Holy Spirit. I hear you. Me praying this does not make it go away. You gotta do what Samson didn't do. He was dedicated to God, but he didn't dedicate himself to God. Every barrier that keeps my brother from my sister from giving herself fully to God, I pray it down now. I pray it down now in the name of Jesus. Every barrier that keeps my brother, my sister from giving themselves to God, I pray it down now in the name of Jesus. And I pray a greater dedication to you than ever before in the name of Jesus, so that the anointing will not be momentary, but it'll be for a lifetime in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing flow. 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 Let the anointing flow in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing flow in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing flow. The enablement, the divine enablement. Hallelujah. Let it flow in the name of Jesus. You know, God. Hallelujah. Let it flow, God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for dedication. For dedication that heretofore has not been known. Not just mentally, but spiritually. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now for the grace to release and to receive. Pray for the grace to release and to receive in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen.